When Sir David Attenborough turned 100 last week, I remembered my mother. She had no wish to live till 100, but in her 90s she paid great attention to all nonagenarians. When Queen Elizabeth II appeared on television, she would say admiringly she was still climbing stairs. When a film star in his 90s died, she compared him to her age. She measured people by knees and hearing and speech. She would have approved of Sir David. At 100, he appeared at the Royal Albert Hall on his own steam without a walker or cane.
I had rather thought that I would celebrate my 100th birthday quietly, but it seems that many of you have had other ideas. I've been completely overwhelmed by birthday greetings, from preschool groups to care home residents and countless individuals and families of all ages.
King Charles sent a special video message.
You have shared my determination to highlight the urgent need to protect and preserve this precious planet of ours and all life on Earth for future generations. Thank you, then, for all that you have done. And on behalf of the whole nation, I wish you a very happy 100th birthday.
Sir David might be celebrated as the greatest storyteller for the natural world, but in my mother's book, he would have been just one more member of her Elder Citizens Club. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The first centenarian I remember meeting was the ceramic sculptor Beatrice Wood. She was 103 or 4. I remember her home in Ojai in Southern California, the afternoon sun flooding in through the window. She was delightfully vain, tucking her hearing aid out of sight behind her silver white hair when we took a photograph. She had seen Monet paint and made costumes for Isadora Duncan and was the inspiration for Rose of the Titanic. But what I remembered most was her appetite for life. "I've never loved the men I married, and I never married the men I loved," she told me with a flirtatious smile. When I got a cat later, I named her Beto in her honor. Beatrice Wood was delighted. We relegate the elderly to lives of ailments and aches and pains. We talk about elder care and insurance. All of those are no doubt urgent needs. But what the likes of David Attenborough and Beatrice Wood remind us is that old age is not necessarily just about all that. In 2020, Attenborough told CNN what he would tell world leaders like President Trump, Prime Minister Modi, and President Xi of China.
I would say that the time has come to put aside national ambitions and look for an international ambition of survival.
I have met other centenarians with their own zest for life. San Francisco poet laureate wasn't quite 100 when I met him, but well past retirement age. He was recording an operetta he had written and wanted me to read a small part in there of Gandhi. It was about world peace. When I met bodybuilder and Mr. Universe 1952, Manohar Aich in Kolkata, he was over 100. 4'11" at his peak, he was now even more shrunken, like a gnome sitting in the winter sun reading a Bengali newspaper. He'd spent much of his life as a circus strongman, bending iron nails with his bare hands and lifting 600 pounds just to make a living. Now there were ticker tape parades in his honor. His son had opened a gym in the house. He wasn't interested in the newfangled gym culture with its supplements and shakes. But even at 100, he still had dreams. He wanted to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. "Good body," he told me. "Good body, give my regards."
"Best wishes, my best wishes to him."
I hoped when I taped that interview, it might find its way to Arnold and he would somehow make his dream come true. Alas, that didn't happen. And I'm not sure Richard Attenborough's dream of a world where world leaders put aside national ambitions to save the planet are coming true soon either. But still, he keeps going with indomitable faith, recording yet another show.
The centenarian is busily producing his next show, Blue Planet 3.
She must perfect her mating call. A seductive song.
My mother never quite made it to 100, but after she died, I found she had made entries in her diary for things she needed to do the next month. She never got to do them, but the unfinished tasks are also a reminder that the torch passes on, that in the end, there is a legacy. They leave us with things to be done. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.